Welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where it's all about you, Mama. I am your host, Sheila. I am here to help the busy, overwhelmed mom reclaim her sanity, balance motherhood, her self-care, and to unapologetically grow. I am so happy you are here and hope you plan to stay a while. Kick your feet up, sit back, relax, so we can focus on you. Let's go, Cool Mama. Hey, Cool Mamas, this is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 51 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hey, girl, how are you today? Well, you know, I hope that you are well and feeling good from the inside out. I'm so happy to be back with you for another episode, and thank you for joining me. Let's go ahead and get into today's Cool Mama check-in. If you are new here, the Cool Mama check-in is a time where we just pause and I share how I'm feeling as a way for me to check in with myself and to just to let you know what's going on with me. And my hope is that this will encourage you to take a moment for yourself, to feel how you are feeling so that you are keenly aware of what is going on with you on the inside, because you matter. So today is a hectic day, but a good day. I'm getting over a virus, and thank God, like, I'm to the end of this situation, because let me tell you, I tried to record the podcast yesterday and I couldn't stop coughing. And that's why this episode is coming out a little later than usual. I'm not 100%, but I'm definitely getting back to normal. And I'm just grateful because this was my first time getting sick since last year. The whole time I was in school, I wasn't sick. I was around people more than I normally was before, and for this to happen the week before finals and me to be well enough to finish everything, I'm nothing but grateful. So I thank God for sustaining me, healing me, giving me the strength when I just felt like I had no strength, and he gave me the strength that I needed when I needed it to finish the things that I needed to finish. So I will say, all in all, I'm grateful. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful just for the week that my children have had. The week here in my household has been, it's hectic, but, you know, at the same time, we're good. Like, we're loving each other, hugging each other, getting through things one day at a time. So that's how I'm feeling today. So I hope that you will take a moment to just pause and see how you're feeling. Think about what's going on with you on the inside and express that however you need to express it. So let's go ahead and get into today's topic. It's May. Can you believe it? It is May already. It is the fifth month of the year, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So this month, I want to focus on how mental health affects us as moms. As you know, generally moms tend to put everyone else first before we think about what it is that we need or want or how we are feeling. And I believe that this is one of the many causes of why us as moms neglect our own mental health. I started intentionally prioritizing my own mental health last year. While it has been something that is important to me, I really put more intention into prioritizing it and making it my number one thing that I focus on, because when I focus on mental health, it helps everything else in my life. Like I said, it's always been important to me, but I decided that I needed to really do the work to make it a top priority. And it's one thing to talk about it, but it's a whole other thing to actually be about it. And I had to remind myself that if I kept ignoring the signs that I needed more mental care, that it would start having a negative effect, not only on me, but also on my children, as well as everyone else around me. And therapy has been one of the most helpful resources for me. And while it has been helpful, and while it has been the thing that I've used to prioritize my mental health, the main thing, it did take me some time to get comfortable with even setting up an appointment. Okay, like, I just want to keep it real with you, and showing up to my appointments consistently. And I recognize how difficult and mentally exhausting it can be to even think about talking to a therapist about your innermost thoughts and feelings. I get that. And there were other simple things that I did on a consistent basis that helped me to focus on me, and to start feeling better mentally. And once I was ready, then start looking for a therapist. So today, what I want to do is just give you 4 simple ways that busy moms can prioritize their mental health, and the things that I have tried and continue to incorporate in my daily life. Now, these 4 things for me unlocked the door and helped me to not feel so anxious, depressed, and overwhelmed when I was going through the toughest times of my life. And they continue to help me today. So let's go ahead and get into these 4 ways that we can prioritize our mental health as moms. So number 1 is self-check-ins. I believe that taking time to check in with yourself on a daily basis is the first step to prioritizing your mental health. Because, you know, it gives you time to actually sit with yourself to figure out what's going on and what steps to take. And I consider self-check-ins my own personal therapy session with myself. A self-check-in is just simply you pausing and being mindful about what you are feeling and identifying your own needs in the moment. So, you know, things like, is your mind like cluttered with thoughts? Are you feeling overwhelmed and need to take some deep breaths? There are just so many ways to accomplish a self-check-in. And I personally love to journal and just do a brain dump about how I'm feeling at the end of the day. Now, journaling in the morning is also good, but brain dumps in the evening really like give me a chance to like just get it all out. Because by the end of the day, so many things have happened. So many thoughts have occurred. So many things I've placed on pause because I had so many other things to do, so many fires to put out. And now my self-check-in is a chance for me to just pause and think about what it is that's going on with me. And is there anything that I need to do to make sure that I'm doing okay? And lately, I've also been trying to take a few minutes before jumping right into my day and check in with myself before I get out of the bed in the morning. And if I wake up feeling anxious, what I do is I check in on my thoughts and I pray accordingly. I ask God to control my thoughts and also my actions for the day. And when I do this, it really does help me not to jump ahead of God. And it allows him to lead and guide me throughout the day. And I found that this helps me to remain level-headed and peaceful, regardless of what's going on that day. There's like an unspeakable like peace that I get when I allow God to lead the way for me. And self-check-ins help me to stay self-aware, and it helps me to know what I need to pray about. If I'm not pausing for a self-check-in, it's kind of hard for me to, you know, let God know what it is that I feel that I need him for, or what it is I just need to get off of my chest and to go to him for the issues that I am having, whether it's in motherhood or personally. So doing that self-check-in is a good self-awareness resource. All right. Number two is silent time. One of my most favorite things in the whole wide world. Taking small moments to have silence is just so important when you are a mother. It is so, so important. And I want you to prioritize this if it's foreign to you or if you don't do it enough. Prioritize silent time. We need silent moments. In fact, I think that it should be a non-negotiable for all moms to have silent moments and not something that somebody else puts in place for us, a personal non-negotiable that we make everybody else aware of. I need this time to myself. So even if silent time is hard to come by, try finding a closet or go in the bathroom and shut the door. Go to the car and just sit in the car in the driveway. Or if you want to make it a little bit more personal, a little further away from the house, take a quick drive with the radio off so that you can just think clearly. Like go to like a local park and park your car and just roll the windows down. It's a good time of year to just roll your windows down and hear the birds chirping. You know what I mean? Like take advantage of silent moments. They are really helpful. Now I want to say, like, I understand that it's difficult to take silent moments as a mom. I personally have three sons. Okay. Yeah. Three sons. So silence is very hard for me to come by. It's very hard to come by in my household. You know, there are sibling arguments. There's wrestling. Many sounds that make absolutely no sense to me. It's like, why did you just yell like that? Why did you just make that noise? Like, what the heck is going on? But, you know, the fact of the matter is I still prioritize my silent moments because it's important to me. It's important to my mental health. It's important to my sanity. And there are times when I tell my boys, like, mommy is overwhelmed and I need silence. Or I'll incorporate my husband and I'll ask him to support the need that I have for silence and ask him to remind the boys that they are too loud and that mommy needs you to be quiet. You know, it's a good way for us to partner in making sure that just like I'm making sure that he gets what he needs, he's making sure that I get what I need. But the thing is, it's really hard to prioritize your mental health if you are constantly overstimulated, right? And overwhelmed with no break for silence. Even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes, it will make a huge difference, especially if you take those moments to yourself in increments throughout the day when necessary, like 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, it adds up. And silent moments just allow you to hear your thoughts, right? And just going back to the part about me asking my children and my husband to honor my requests. And generally they do honor the need and make it happen for me. But the key that I want to point out here is that I communicate. I communicate what I need. And it can't be honored if I'm not honest about what it is that I need. I've even purchased earplugs to help me to get those silent moments if I don't have the energy to express that need to them, because I think that's a real thing. Sometimes we just don't feel like asking people, regardless of who it is, to just be quiet. And earplugs have been my saving grace. It has saved me in the moments where I feel overwhelmed and overstimulated. So use your resources. The things that you never thought of, that the cheapest things like earplugs that you could buy at the dollar store, game changer, and use them. And they may have to call your name a few times before you answer them, but that's okay. You know, I'm still available for the most part, but I need this moment to myself. So silent moments are very, very important. So please, please make sure that you are prioritizing to make that happen the best way that you can. Number three is be honest about how you are feeling. Be honest. Now, how many times has someone asked you, how are you doing? And you said, I'm fine, but you really weren't. I know I'm guilty of this, and it's me not being honest because I think that somebody won't care or I think that somebody won't understand, or I just don't feel like getting into it. But it's a way to be honest about how you feel. It's just one of the many ways. And I just want to make sure that as moms, we are being honest about how we feel and what we need and what we want. And lately, I've really been intentional about being honest about how I feel. Even with my children, like if they ask me, is something wrong? Yeah, mommy isn't feeling too good right now, but I will be. I'm just taking a moment to myself to make sure that I am okay. And in order to prioritize your mental health, you have to be real with yourself and those around you. Because shoving your feelings under the rug, it will not make it disappear. It only collects until you decide to address it. And when we aren't being honest about how we feel or what we need, our true feelings will reveal themselves. They'll reveal themselves by way of frustration, sometimes sadness, anxiousness, depression, or overwhelm, all things that we don't want. So be honest. And I know it may feel like sharing your feelings will not change the situation. And it may not at first, that's real, you know, it may not, but it is and can be the start to a positive change. So don't underestimate the power of being honest with yourself and those around you. And, you know, just a tip here, when I'm not ready to share my feelings out loud, I like to journal. I use my journal as my microphone, my megaphone of saying, hey, this is how I'm feeling today. It's a great start, and it helps me to flesh everything out that I'm feeling before sharing it with anyone else, because maybe there are things that, like I think I've mentioned this before in previous episodes, there may be something that I'm not ready to share with my children or my husband or a friend or another loved one. And I just need to pray about it, write in my journal, do what I need to do. And I also do prayer journaling as well, because sometimes it's hard to speak to God about what it is that I'm going through, and writing is just easier for me. And by expressing my emotions, it also helps me to be aware of what I need so that I can verbalize it when I am ready. All right. And last is do something creative. Number four, do something creative. Now, using creativity it's not only a good outlet, it also has been proven to have positive effects on your actual brain. And I found a great article online, and I'll make sure to share that link in the show notes for this episode. And it's titled, 7 Ways Creativity Boosts Your Mental and Physical Health. Let me go over those 7 ways really quickly. And if you want more information on each of the 7, just click the link in the show notes so that you can read the whole article. So number 1 is it sharpens your mind. Number 2, improves mood. Number 3, it relieves anxiety and stress. 4, combats depression. 5, helps you get active. 6, boosts your immune system. 7, improves motor skills. And I think that it's just amazing how God created our brains and bodies to respond in such a positive way to creativity. The article states that creative ventures help to fight anxiety because they activate the parts of your brain that process emotions. Music and art, for example, help to calm brain activity and allow the individual to feel a sense of emotional harmony. How cool is that? And like I said, you can find the link to this article in the show notes of this episode. And I can honestly say that doing creative things like drawing, painting, and even creating this podcast have all helped my mental health in the very best way. And I hope that you will take some time to do something creative for yourself. I always feel lighter and more joyful when I do something creative. And the beautiful thing is you don't even have to be an expert to do it. Your brain will still reap the benefits regardless of how good you are at it. And one of my favorite places to purchase inexpensive art supplies for my creative projects, for painting and drawing, is Dollar Tree. They have so many options that will help you to make your creative projects so much fun and engaging. And another benefit to doing creative projects is you can include your children. This is a good way to have fun, family quality time. So definitely include your kids on this one. It could give you a break from, like, if you have toddlers or younger children, it'll give you a break from them running around the house like crazy and like, oh, let's paint together, let's draw together. It's a good way to, you know, combat that at the same time. Okay, so I hope that after this episode that you're inspired to start or continue prioritizing your mental health, because like I said earlier in the episode, you matter. And make taking care of yourself in all facets of life a priority and not an option. You deserve to be well, to feel well, and your children deserve to have a mom who is well. So please share this episode with another mom who you think is in need of this type of encouragement. Also, if you have not already, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review for the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this podcast. I love you so much, and I thank you for listening today. Until next time, remember to keep your cool, Mama. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.